This year's Oscar competition for Best Actor is going to be fierce. Among the possibilities, Joaquin Phoenix in Joker, Eddie Murphy in Dolomite Is My Name, Adam Driver in Marriage Story. Our critic Bob Mondello says it is time to add a surprising, unexpected name to that shortlist, Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems.
Howard's got a shop in New York's Diamond District, but he looks like an overgrown juvenile delinquent. Leather jacket, shades, ratty goatee, and he's constantly on the run from his wife, from his girlfriend, from creditors trying to collect on his gambling debts.
What about this? What's this?
This is not mine.
But it's not
take
mine.
Take the watch. Take it.
As played by Adam Sandler, Howard is always looking for his next big score and always coming up just a little short.
I'm literally minutes away from closing the biggest deal of my life, and when I do, you're going to be embarrassed. Oh, and by the way, the watch they took from me, it's worth $20,000. I want that deducted from the $100,000, you understand?
In his appointment-only shop, though, customers might not guess that Howard's scrambling. Customers like, say, NBA star Kevin Garnett, who plays himself.
I like the earrings.
You like these?
Those are great.
I was coming here checking out some
earrings.
When's
the last time you cleaned them?
What are you talking about?
Let me clean this for you.
You can clean them real quick.
Let me throw them in the ultrasound.
Garnett is there when a delivery guy shows up.
Buzz him in now. Now.
Oh, my God! This is it! Bring it in, go to my office. KG, don't you dare leave, okay? What's in this package is gonna blow your mind.
It's a big fish with a smuggled uncut opal inside as big as a fist.
How many carats is this?
What, 4,000 or 5,000 carats?
That's $1 million opal you hold, straight from the Ethiopian Jewish tribe. I mean, this is old school.
It's easy to forget that Adam Sandler is capable not just of acting stupid, but of acting. Here, most of what his character does is stupid, but the way he's used by writer-directors Josh and Benny Safdie is supremely smart, Sandler's affability harnessed to make plausible a character who, in the space of a few screen minutes, will con pimps, gangsters, pawnbrokers, appraisers, his own cousin, all in the service of placing crazy big bets using money that's not actually his. And as Howard's schemes inevitably go south, his creditors become bruisingly creative.
Howard, where's the money right now?
It's on the way right now. It's on the way to the casino.
No. It's in this room right now.
The Safdie brothers are known for combining urban grit and character chaos, and here they make that blend crackle and spark, an amphetamine rush of a story, an agitated camera, a pulse-pounding score, all of it powered by the nuanced, at once off-putting and maddeningly empathetic performance at the film's center. Sandler is scarily effective in Uncut Gems, and if the Motion Picture Academy has any sense, Oscar's gonna come knocking. Of course, with his character's luck, it'll probably knock him cold. I'm Bob Mondello.